you're wasting your money paying for ChatGPT, Hootsuite, and Canva, there is now one single AI tool for all these. One, you can create posts, carousels, and videos, all from AI prompts. Edit those manually or upload your own brand assets. Two, you can chat with AI the same way you can generate posts, blogs, and video ideas. Three, you can prepare all your posts, select hashtags, create the descriptions, and schedule them to all your platforms. You used to pay thousands to marketing agencies for that stuff. Now AI can do it all.
This guy's trying to come after our job, our industry, everything about us. AI can do everything. Is that true? AI can't replace all of these things. What do we say? It can only make it better. Yes, put all of these tools. Remember what they are? Tools. Just like a carpenter needs a hammer to put that nail in, AI cannot replace the carpenter. AI is the... Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. AI is everywhere out there in this world. And for some of you, you're still running and hiding. And for others, they're embracing it and grabbing a hold of it like a hot loaf of bread fresh out of the oven. Today, my team have curated and put in front of me a couple of videos that they'd like me to comment on that you'd be seeing across your socials potentially out there. So let's dive into video number one and see what's happening and what people are sharing across the social airways. And hopefully have some pieces of marketing wisdom that you'll be able to take away and learn from and potentially even implement in your business. Here we go, video number one.
You're wasting your money paying for ChatGPT, Hootsuite, and Canva. There is now one single AI tool for all these. And it's free for one user. Check this out. One, you can create posts, carousels, and videos, all from AI prompts. Edit those manually or upload your own brand assets. Two, you can chat with AI the same way you can generate posts, blogs, and video ideas. Three, you can prepare all your posts, select hashtags, create the descriptions, and schedule them to all your platforms. You used to pay thousands to marketing agencies for that stuff. Now AI can do it all in one click.
This guy's trying to come after our job, our industry, everything about us. AI can do everything. Cut this episode. Let's go. It's done. You don't need me. And now, is that true? Heck no, it's not true. AI can't replace all of these things. What do we say? It can only make it better. Yes, put all of these tools. Remember what they are? Tools. Just like a carpenter needs a hammer to put that nail in. AI cannot replace the carpenter. AI is the hammer, okay? So it's a tool to make things better. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Get out there. Get your hands dirty on a bit of AI. Play with AI. Test it. There's so much out there. There was a lot happening in that video, to be honest. So I don't know whether he was actually a real person or AI. And that's where we're at, right? We're wondering, is it real? Is it AI? What do I trust? And at the end of the day, marketing relies on trust. Marketing helps make the sale through building trust. So what do we do? Where are we at? We're in this world of AI. Consumers are less trusting of what they see online because of it. Brands need to be mindful of it. And we either transparently accept that we are using AI or just continue in the human fashion. I think it needs to be a blend of both, but I'd love to hear from you. Go out there and explore some AI tools. Share them with us so that we can comment on them in the future. All right, hope you got something out of that one. Thanks, team. Let's head into video number two. I love this ad.
Always go to Cola.
Okay, you've seen it, I've seen it. What's your takeaway from it? Did you feel the magic of Christmas? Simply because it was AI, did you feel less magic of Christmas? I still feel it. It's still magical for me. We have been watching animated movies, animated things on TV for years. The fact that AI has come in now to an advertising perspective, I don't think I'm having any less of that feeling. The emotion was still in that ad. The feeling was still in that ad. They still kept the same solid tagline in their Coca-Cola. I love that ad. I've actually seen it before today. So normally I only see things for the first time in studio when we're doing our reactions. So this ad for me is right up there. I think that this is a business that is showing, and Coca-Cola continuing to lead its way and dominate the market by adopting AI and bringing it into a way that wasn't trying to duplicate humans. They've taken a magical scene to tiptoe themselves into this space, right? So it's not about throwing your whole self in and your whole self out, right? We put our, you know, we put one toe in and we'll test it a little bit about, hope you like that. So, you know, Coca-Cola, well done. Try, test. You don't need to put together a big monumental production and then broadcast it nationwide or internationally. Start small, start local, have a turn, let's go. Let's head into the next video. Thank you, team. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode.
One is just the transformation of the ad system, right? Where, you know, it used to basically be, if you wanted to run ads, you had to like come up with your own creative and you had to come up with who you wanted to reach. You had to kind of have a sense of who your customers were and do a lot of your own measurement. And over time, we've just like automated more and more of this stuff. So the basic end goal here is any business can come to us, say what their objective is. I want to get new customers to do this thing. I want to sell these things. Tell us how much they're willing to pay to achieve those results, connect their bank account, and then we just deliver as many results as we can. And in a way, I mean, it's kind of like the ultimate business results machine. It's probably, I think, going to be one of the most important and valuable AI systems and kind of business systems that gets built. Now, I mean, obviously, there's a whole ecosystem around this stuff. No one company is going to do everything in advertising. There are, you know, all these companies that specialize in doing creative work, and they'll keep on doing that, and but it will be possible in the future that if you're running a small business or maybe even a larger one, you won't even need to have to start off with a creative. Maybe you can, maybe you'll get better results, but you could just come with a goal and how much that's worth to you, and we'll just kind of deliver results across our platform. So I think that that's cool, and I think is going to pretty dramatically change what advertising is. Historically, advertising has been about 1% of global GDP, but that includes all the stuff that's really inefficient. Like you buy a billboard and, you know, like 3/4 of the people who see the billboard are not target customers. So when you actually can change it so it turns into this like AI business results machine, I think that, you know, just like the overall internet economy is gonna grow, I would guess that what we currently think of advertising will sort of grow as a field and will be a larger portion of global GDP.
Okay, Meta have come in, and anyone who's bothered to create an account using the Meta, you're in Business Suite. One thing that Facebook does is they've definitely captured a market. And how are they getting that? Said what? However many trillions of dollars from it, they're getting a lot of money from it. Why? We talked about this before. They make it easy to buy from them. The problem though is this: because it's so easy to create an ad on the platform, because we're all being told, post more, do more ads, do more posting, get out there, reach your customers, you know, and they've got all this automated sequences up. It makes it easy, but people are untrained. They don't know what they're doing. It is actually quite complex to use the back end of these systems. One, to use them, and secondly, to get results. It's not just about sending out a light campaign and then hoping the dollars will fly in. It's way more complex than that. And even Mark Zuckerberg just said them himself that you can just start with the creative. Hey, mate, hello, why don't you start with something else that also starts with S, which is a strategy. What outcome are we looking for? He said he wants to get people closer to their goals, and he talked about money a little bit. So remember this, Meta is there to help you. It is a tool. It is there to take your money. Be savvy with it. Go to people that know what they're doing. Go to people that are doing training, that are getting coached. Trust people that are investing in themselves, because someone off the street that's just good at social media doesn't mean they're good at paid ads and doesn't mean they're going to get your results. And that's really hard to check on a resume, right? So you really need to see the proof of their work. Hope this was helpful. Let's go, Mark Zuckerberg. All right, let's go into the next video, shall we?
Right. Mm. If you look at like the evolution of things like Instagram and Facebook, you know, if you go back 10, 15, 20 years ago, right, it was like text. Then we all got phones with cameras. Most of the content became photos. Then the mobile networks got good enough that you know, if you wanted to watch a video on your phone, it wasn't just like buffering. So that got good. So over the last like 10 years, most of the content has moved, you know, basically towards video at this point. Most of the time spent in Facebook and Instagram is video. But like,
we know that.
I don't know. Do you think in 5 years, we're just going to be like sitting in our feed and consuming media that's video? It's like, no, it's going to be interactive, right? Yep. It's like you'll be scrolling through your feed, yep, and there will be content that is basically, I don't know, maybe it looks like a reel to start, but then like you talk to it or you interact with it and it talks back or it changes what it's doing, or you can jump into it like a game and interact with it.
Yep.
And that's all going to be like AI.
Yes.
So I guess my point is, there's just all these different things, and I guess we're ambitious, so we're working on a bunch of them, but I don't think any one company is going to do all of it.
Right, that's very, you know, had a bit of humility there, I guess, at the end of the day. You know, that's Mark Zuckerberg saying he doesn't know where AI and social media and Facebook and Instagram that he owns is going to be in 5 years. And yet we, the business owner, we're trying to plan our businesses around adapting to technology, including technology in our business. And the founders, the creative of these things, don't actually know what it's going to look like in 5 years, because the market is evolving so quickly. All I know is this. You need to be part of it. You need to be across socials. What you can manage, do them well, and then go to the next one, then go to the next one. You've got to be using AI now. With all this, you think it's a lot now with what AI is doing? These guys are working on it every day. People forget. They log on to Facebook and they see things and they go, oh, that changed. Oh, that changed. Of course it did. There's hundreds of thousands of people working at Facebook, changing things every single day. We forget about it. We use it as a tool. We forget it. It's a business. Get out there and get AI happening for you in your business. If we know from Mark Zuckerberg himself that we know that interactive video, interactivity is going to be something that's coming in 5 years' time, wow, your homework right now is to go away right now. Think about what experience could you make interactive for you and your brand. And that little piece of gold, my friend, is what I'm going to leave you with in this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Hope this was helpful. Look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.